On the ballot next month will be Amendment 1, and opposition to it seems to be uniting a grassroots movement from both parties. The amendment is also known as Governor Nathan Deal's School Takeover Plan. It would allow the state to step in and manage schools it deems chronically failing. But the plan's opponents say that would interfere with local control of schools. Martha Dalton has more on the so-called Opportunity School District.
Let's start with some basics. First, how would the state decide which schools are chronically failing? Here's how the governor explained it at a recent education conference.
By definition, that is schools that for three or more consecutive years have never scored above a 60 on our state rating system.
That's almost 130 schools, including Flat Shoals Elementary in DeKalb County. During the past 3 years, Flat Shoals has scored 53.5, 50.8, and 45.9. Those grades come from things like test scores, attendance, and graduation rates. But critics of the takeover plan are quick to point out that the rating system is slightly different every year.
We're changing the metrics all the time. It's not been the same ever in the state of Georgia.
Lisa Marie Haygood is president of the Georgia PTA. The group publicly opposes the takeover plan.
What does it do for us if we allow a constitutional amendment to be passed and then the state legislature changes the bar that we have to meet?
The governor admits it's hard to know if the rating system is the best way to figure out if a school is failing. But he also says the state can't turn a blind eye to struggling schools.
We have almost 68,000 Georgia students who are required by law to attend a chronically failing school.
The Georgia PTA is one of a growing number of groups opposing the governor's plan, and it's not a partisan issue for Haygood. In fact, she's a conservative who campaigned for the governor, and she's in an uncomfortable spot.
Okay, so, yeah, this is super hard for me.
Haygood believes local communities should run their schools, not the state. The same is true for Dan Delamater, a father of two, fellow conservative, and member of the group the Committee to Keep Georgia Schools Local. He also opposes the takeover.
First, it is a weakening of local control. It is, secondly, an expansion of bureaucracy because this would create a tertiary leadership position for education in Georgia.
The new leadership position he's talking about is the superintendent of the Opportunity School District. That person would run the schools the state takes over. She'd be appointed by and accountable to the governor. But despite his critics' cries about losing control of schools, Governor Deal insists the plan is meant to help.
When these people say, well, the governor's just trying to take over our school system, if you hear one of those people say that, ask them this question. Is your child or your grandchild or any of your relatives enrolled in one of those chronically failing schools? I can almost guarantee you their answer is going to be no.
But some local boards of education say they want to be the ones to intervene if their schools are struggling. Several have officially opposed the governor's plan. In the Atlanta area, that includes the DeKalb, Clayton, Cherokee, Newton, and Henry County school districts. The takeover plan will only become law if voters approve Amendment 1 next month. Advertising campaigns on both sides have been launched. Martha Dalton, WABE News.